Kickman. I approve this outstanding message.
We're doing, there you go, thank you, he answered. So this is the baseball show, the mid-season classic. All right, so this is just a general question. Who was the hero that you first latched on to when you became a baseball fan? Who was your guy and why? We have a little silence here, folks, as they're thinking about it.
And we can only pick just one.
Just your guy, your first guy. You never forget your first guy.
Oh, wow. Well, maybe you, if you, anyway, we won't go there in the stage of political correctness.
I realize what I said, sir, yes. And I did laugh.
Oh, God, when I was a kid, Ivan de Jesus.
There you go.
I cried when we traded him to Philadelphia for Larry Boa and this unknown kid. What was his name? Ryan Sandberg? How could we get rid of Ivan de Jesus?
Probably the greatest Cub trade in the history of the franchise.
Yeah. The only great Cub trade.
We don't want to mess with Stan Musial right now? Sorry. Low blow. When I was first guy was probably Frank Thomas, because I'm a little younger.
And He was unstoppable
when I was first starting to watch baseball, right, 1990, 91, right around there. He was the guy. He was MVP twice. He was probably going to win a third one in 94. He was great back then. I mean, right. And he's
that's,
a
long time.
Oh, missing trading Stan Musial? Was that your comment? No, it was Lou Brock.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
All right, speaking a little history, okay? We have the 10th anniversary of the White Sox victory in the World Series. So I want a highlight from Louie from that magical year, and I want a highlight from you from the 1908 World Series Chicago Cubs, because he's a baseball historian. So we'll start with you, Louie.
Well, for me, it was I went to every home postseason game during the 1905 run. Game two was absolutely amazing to see Paul Konerko hit a grand slam basically about 30 feet from where I was sitting.
Oh my God.
And then
that
see,
must have been like religion.
Yeah, right.
Completely.
I was sitting in the 300 holy level shit. And I almost literally jumped over the deck to try to catch the ball. And then to see
for 10 minutes if I was at that game.
Right. And then to see Scott Pensendick hit the game-winning shot, you know.
There's no memory that can hit that. Okay, a 1908 highlight that people don't know. Do you know anything?
Oh, I know plenty.
All right, well, give me a highlight from 1908 that people don't know about the Chicago Cubs in the World Series.
What they don't know about the Chicago Cubs and the Detroit Tigers in the World Series was that both teams are trying to increase ticket prices beyond what were affordable for fans, so fans stayed away from the games in protest. When the Cubs won the World Series in Detroit in 1908, it was the lowest attended World Series game ever. Under 10,000 people were at the game because they were pissed off at owners of both teams for trying to jerk them around on ticket prices.
That's a great typical Cubs story.
Yes, it is.
Doing with trying to scope their own tickets.
Okay.
I mean, come on. Haven't you learned anything in 100 years between tickets, players, winning? Oh, can I correct Lou Dickman?
Well, okay. Well, then, quickly, of the four curses that I know about, what's your favorite? Well, actually, five. I like the goat, the black cat, Bartman, the Greek priest, and what's the fifth?
Oh, well, the Greek priest was brought to try to reverse the curse.
Yes,
the
I
goat.
Know.
I have a new curse.
What?
The curse of the Cubs' number one starter.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. 17 strikeouts yesterday. Come on, man.
Yes, finally. Until that, what has he been doing? Right. What has he been doing this year?
All right.
What's Samardzija doing? Let's look at Zambrano, Kerry Wood.
Let's
Mark
end
Breyer.
This version of the baseball show with this question: predictions, end of the season, and if you're predicting playoffs, how deep do they go? Kurt St. Cobb.
Our playoffs are going to be determined within the next 11 games. We've got four against Milwaukee, three against Pittsburgh, and then four against the Giants. We've got to take two out of three from Milwaukee. Three out of four from Milwaukee, two out of three from Pittsburgh, and we've got to take three out of four from the Giants. Otherwise,
really? That's the
otherwise assignment? we do not get there.
All right.
That's rough.
All right. That's your prediction, and your prediction, how deep they go.
I would love to say that the Sox are going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to finish just shy of it. I think they're finishing a game, maybe two games out of the wild card. I think Toronto has probably done enough where they're going to at least get the second wild card at this point.
All right.
I would love to say the Sox are going to make it. And if they do, hey, I'll stand corrected. But
so all together, we're going to do Lou's catchphrase out, which is, of course, is on three. One, two, three. Outstanding! Go Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Where's Lou? He's at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou doesn't know where he is!